Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Oh, teacher.
Today is National Teacher Appreciation Day.
Save the teachers, yes.
Teachers!
Today, in case you don't know, is National Teacher Appreciation Day.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
the teachers!
Hey, good morning, JP Coryell, Husker Nick. It is Tuesday, May 7th. We are the champions for the teachers and administrators that work so hard for
champions.
Our kids.
That's right.
We'll have more on National Teacher Appreciation Day and some goodies for you. We've got a big old surprise for a big party that we're going to do as well.
Woohoo!
Have that coming up a little bit later on the show. Good morning, Coryell. How are things?
Morning. Fine.
Got to watch a little bit of the stormy action last night.
No, not really.
No. Oh. Did you guys actually get volleyball in before the storm hit?
No.
They called it too? Yeah, we didn't have softball either.
Yeah, we just don't really have any good windows in our house for storm watching, which sucks.
You need to come out to our place.
I know.
Because you can sit there and watch it all come in from the west. It's kind of wild how bright it got a couple different times.
I got to experience it firsthand, though, because we were trying to... It was taking forever to actually enter Lincoln, or at least the northeast side.
Yeah.
So we went to go on a big popcorn chip run real fast so we could watch the Tom Roast.
Oh, yes. Very
and
good.
And have snacks.
How'd you enjoy that?
And it was just like drizzling a little bit when we got outside. And then I pulled out of our alleyway and onto our main street.
Yeah.
And then it was a deluge of rain with crazy wind. And I said, oh my God.
Yeah, it was dumping there for a minute, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was only like 5 minutes.
And that was it.
And then it was
it. Took a break and then it came back and was even more.
I mean,
did you
I don't
guys not get the
even,
full storm?
I don't remember. That was it. I mean, we kept hearing like little rumbles and saw some lightning, like a little bit of rain.
It must have been on the north side then, because like the northwest side, because it was constant till about 11-ish.
Nope. I mean, there's a little bit for sure still, but that crazy gust of wind and everything, that was crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. But again, everybody made it through and had to cancel some games and. We'll regroup for next Monday for those activities. Nick is back from his big trip to Minnesota. How are you doing, man?
I am great. Happy to hear from you guys.
Yeah, good to hear from you, too. How was Minnesota? What did you do?
It was good. Went fishing a little bit, played a lot of softball. That was fun. Nice to hang out with my best friends. Went to a casino that was not as I had hoped would turn out.
I was wondering how much money you won or lost. Yeah,
no, it was funny though, because where we were in Des Moines on the way up for softball, and the next day my wife calls me and goes, why the heck did you take out so much money at Adventureland? Because the casino was next to Adventureland, and it came up as Adventureland.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like,
funny.
Honey, I gotta pay to ride rides around here. I don't know what to tell you.
I think they are owned by the same people, but that's funny.
Yeah, she was greatly annoyed that it came
like
up.
Like, you're at Adventureland without us?
You're like, that's hilarious. Are you just having
a she was just annoyed that
riding
I took
roller
money
coasters
out,
right now without us?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But no, it was a good time.
Good.
Great trip up to Minnesota. Owatonna is a wonderful city if you ever get a chance to go in that area.
Where's Owatonna from?
It's like 45 minutes southwest of Minneapolis.
Oh, okay.
It's not very far into Minnesota.
Nice.
Like, it's not... you're
just
not driving
tip.
Too far in there.
Got it. Okay. Well, there you go. Well, welcome back. We appreciate
I'm excited to be here.
Getting
you
back. Woo! And we'll get going with today's stuff.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP Coryell and Husker Nick Show.
Which does include an all-new Data Bertumbum with Seth needing another date with Melanie. We will do what we do best. We'll have you join us for that as well. We've got tickets to comedian John Crist live at the Rococo Theaters, part of JP Mix's guests. We'll talk your sports addiction and the nitty-gritties on the way next.
A staple Nashville bar off Broadway closes its doors. Another unlikely pairing, or grouping in this case, at the Kentucky Derby and George Strait shares good news, plus new music from Randy Travis.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coryell has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. So while it seems like country stars are opening Nashville bars almost like daily at this point.
Yeah.
Most recently, Garth Brooks, Eric Church, Morgan Wallen, Old Dominion, so many others.
Miranda Lambert's got hers.
One country act is shutting down their bar. The now defunct Florida Georgia Line's FGL House. It's one of the first superstar-affiliated bars to open on Music Row. It has shut its doors officially after nearly 7 years in business. While the venue's social media pages don't reflect any changes, the venue's old website redirects to the TC Restaurant Group website, which no longer offers FGL House in its inventory. The Nashville Business Journal reports that Lainey Wilson will move into Florida Georgia Line's former digs, though Wilson hasn't confirmed such a move at this time. So we get kind of a twofer there. We learn that FGL House is leaving, shutting down.
Well, I mean, they're not even a thing anymore. That's
Lainey Wilson.
Part of it, too.
Yeah, and the location was a little rough, just because it was like at the end there of Broadway. It was definitely lower Broadway.
Right.
And you kind of had to have a little bit of a reason to be that way beyond the realm of just a lost tourist. I mean, yeah, it's not
right.
It's not far off of Broadway at all. You just turn the corner. It's right there. You can't miss it. But,
Yeah,
I got to go in March though, so it was. I guess it was bittersweet to know it was going to be.
You shut it down, Coryell.
End of an era. I was there when it opened. There when it ended.
Oh,
so the Kentucky. Oh yeah, you're very very sad. I can tell. The Kentucky Derby is more than just a horse race around the iconic event. Our parties and crazy hats. One such event this past weekend featured one of the most unlikely collaborations you could possibly think of, entertaining the crowd of the prestigious Barnstable Brown Gala Friday night. Kid Rock, Travis Tritt, that makes sense, and hip-hop icon Dougie Fresh.
Dougie Fresh.
Wow. Okay.
Delivered a lively performance of Kid's 2007 hit All Summer Long with Dougie Fresh beatboxing. Okay. And Kid Rock on vocals, obviously. Travis Tritt on guitar. So I'm sure that was quite the sight to see as you were traipsing around the parties and stuff at the Kentucky Derby. I also saw Thomas Rhett and Lauren Aikens, their outfits and stuff for the weekend.
Yeah.
They looked like fantastic. A great pairing. Oh my goodness. They look so good. So good news for George Strait fans. The King has new music coming out. There's a new album on the way. He confirmed this while playing over the weekend in Indianapolis is when he told the crowd that he was working on a few things, including a new record, which is called Cowboys and Dreamers, and he said it'll be coming out soon. He then launched into two new tracks, a song called Three Drinks Behind, and then another one he sang with his tour mate Chris Stapleton later in the show. It was called Honky Tonk Hall of Fame.
Well, very cool.
Yeah, nice. We need good news from George Strait. I'm sure it felt good for him to be able to share good news, since he's just him and the Ace and the whole band have had it really rough for about a month and a half now. A month and a half ago, he lost Irv, his longtime manager, the guy who found him, discovered him, put him on the map, and then also his fiddle player Gene. Those two died like same day, basically, but just like separate incidents. And then about a week ago or so, he lost his longtime road manager Tom. So it's just been very very hard for the whole troupe there. You got new music from Randy Travis. I mentioned it yesterday. This is the AI song. So it was actually vocally sang by James Dupre, who was on The Voice in 2015. He has his own career, and he's like...
Doesn't he do a lot of Randy Travis songs?
Yeah, yeah. He's
similar voice.
He's been touring with him as like a guest vocalist and stuff. But he laid down the tracks initially, and they basically were able to run it through AI with... using a song and then
and
using
like
the this
past
like kind
songs
of,
from him from yeah. Randy Travis yeah
yeah nice. Well I mean yeah you have to
be interesting
yeah that's how you use that you like put in a bunch of different songs from Randy Travis and it listens to it and whatever and it adds sort of like a filter to the vocals that were already there from James to kind of tweak it and make it sound even more like Randy.
Got
AI song, AI filtered voice basically.
Interesting.
And it allows Randy to have his voice back because after his stroke back in was it
2017.
I don't remember, but following his stroke years ago, he hasn't been able to sing and things. So we get to hear him now in a way.
And he approved it and everything. He had a giant smile on his face.
Yeah, family, friends, fellow artists, everyone was very excited for it. So Randy Travis is called Where That Came From. That's an Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9.
Like diamonds and they caught the light. Oh, but they were dark and deeper night. But when she'd smile, out came the sun. And there ain't no more where that came from. She had a dress that swayed all around her knees, and a voice as soft as a summer breeze. A touch that told me I was the one. There ain't no more where that came from. I must have said to myself there might be somebody else out there somewhere. I must have said to myself it's a great big world, girls are everywhere.
That's the latest from Ray Travis called Where That Came From. Getting you new music first, always on Kix.
I've been waiting on some good news.
What is good in your world? Let us know. Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969 to be on the show. Coryell, will you want to start us off?
I would love to. Okay. There's a lot of stuff to cover, so let's just pick a couple. It is Teacher Appreciation Day.
Yes.
Although it's Teacher Appreciation Week officially, so make sure you tell a teacher how much you appreciate them. Write them a note, maybe. You could also give them like a gift card for coffee, something like that. That would be a pretty cool idea. Alumni Hall, specifically, if you show your teacher ID, it looks like you can get a 20% off discount. So if you want to get some good game day apparel, that's one way. There's
nice.
Tons of food deals. Buffalo Wild Wings is on the list, and Insomnia Cookies, we have that now too. McAllister's Deli's got some deals for you. I love their baked potatoes. Oh my god. Raising Cane's and Sonic. So as a teacher, just make sure you're keeping your eyes out for all the good deals. There's some great stuff that you can get at a discounted rate or some services and things like that throughout the capital city. Plus, we've got something for you coming up on the...
Yes, the 23rd. We're going to do a big party for the teachers in the rail yard. This is our second annual Teachers Appreciation Bash. Nice. We'll have a DJ there live as well. Starting at 4 o'clock,
we'll
be spending some music, giving you a bunch of tickets and gift cards to win for teachers and administrators. So bring your teacher ID, your badge, and get in for the fun.
Yeah, you get to leave school, that bell rings, get your crap together, and just head out there.
Go partay.
Come get some drinks. You deserve it.
Absolutely. Awesome. Nick, you're a good thing.
You know, my good thing is something that I've said for a long time, and I'm just glad that the professors in Japan have confirmed it. They looked at over 20,000 people who lived in Japan, and they came out that the people who were the happiest, the people who actually had more gray matter in their brain, were the people who consumed as much sports as possible. That's right. The more sports you watch, the happier you're going to be. They must not have observed any Husker fans over the last 15 years of Husker football. But that's okay. We're going to be happy now because we've got he who is chosen at quarterback. So I'm so pumped for this. But yeah, no, in Japan, they said that what they figured out is that basically the analysis revealed that people who reported watching sports more frequently exhibited greater gray matter volume in regions associated with the reward circuits. So that just means, ooh, hey, man, you're just feeling good and happy when you watch sports. Absolutely. So let's do this.
Heck yeah.
My good thing is also sports related. Throwing a no-hitter is a very rare thing, but getting to meet the person who threw the last one for Nebraska 70 years ago is even more extraordinary. Richard Guyer is his name, from 1954. He struck out 10 batters on his way to a no-hitting the Kansas Jayhawks and beating them 1-0 for the Huskers. Yesterday morning, Jackson Brockett, who recently threw a no-hitter for the Huskers, got to sit down and hang out with Richard and talk about baseball, and just, it's a beautiful picture arc you can see on the Husker baseball Facebook, Instagram. Oh, it's fun. Everywhere. And yeah, it's just a great thing to see.
Very cool.
Jackson and Richard hanging out and talking about baseball.
It's on our Facebook page if you want to see it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You did put it up on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Letting people know.
Okay, I appreciate you.
Yeah, KX969.
And then, yes, the phones are already ringing because everybody knows, we mentioned it earlier, there is a Millionaire's Club in effect with $306 million and the Mega Millions tonight. When we get over $300 million, that's when we play the game, because anything less than that's not worth our time. So if you'd like to get in the Millionaire's Club, 466-9696, we need your name, your lucky number, and a phone number to call you back when we win with the Powerball. That's what everybody's going to be celebrating good today. Did you waste your whole weekend watching the NBA? Or maybe you were more into the trumpets of the Kentucky Derby? Well, give yourself a pat on the back for taking such good care of yourself. As Nick mentioned in Good Things earlier, a new study from Japan said that watching sports boosts our mental health and generally makes us happier human beings. And even if we're not doing so great as a Husker fans and like on the field in various moments, it still makes you watching it.
Yeah, it's a sense of camaraderie, they say.
It is.
I can see that.
Something you get geared up for. You put on the jersey. You show up to the games. You get to eat great food. Maybe drink a beer or two.
You get to lump in roasts of great athletes as well. I think that also constitutes as watching sports.
It does. The roast of Tom Brady counts as that.
Tom Brady's roast.
That's a stretch.
No way. I think you're right.
But yeah, that is it does make you feel better, feel good about yourself. Yeah. Being at a sporting event,
you know, watching sports. What I realized after watching that roast of Tom Brady last night.
What's that?
And while we're talking about sports, I just think that, hear me out, I like sports. I don't mind them at all. I do like the general camaraderie. I don't understand half of what's happening, and I'm not going to lie about that.
But you're there to enjoy it.
But, yeah. I do like the energy and stuff. Right. But I just, as a somewhat outside perspective.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny that sports fans are basically the same as like Swifties.
Okay.
Explain.
Sports fans really aren't any different than like the fangirls of mega artists.
Okay.
Because you're like fixated on, I mean, people in general, but like, you know, a person.
Right.
Okay.
You buy the merch. You know, you wear the jerseys and the numbers and stuff, and the team logos.
T-shirts with the pictures of the players on it.
Sure,
and stuff like
that. Yeah. And then you gather around in massive stadiums to stand or sit there and, like, watch them perform for you.
That's very similar to a concert.
And you're like, woo, and you hoot and you holler. I mean, you're not really screaming lyrics the whole time other than, like, the little segue music and stuff that plays.
Like you go to the NFL draft is like going to CMA Fest, maybe?
Sure.
Like okay. You get to see
you can see all these different people, all these different artists, athletes in this case.
Okay.
It just feels, you know.
Right.
The difference is, and it all kind of depends. Like, for example, I would highly doubt that you'd be more likely to be punched in the face by a Swiftie for just saying that you hold on, Swifties are pretty territorial, but compare like a Swiftie and like a I don't know, an Eagles fan,
right? Okay.
Or Cowboys fan or something,
right?
Who do you think is going to punch you in the face over like a disagreement more?
Probably the
either the sports fan or like the music fan.
The Swiftie punches you in the face figuratively over the internet when 5,000 of them are in your mentions yelling at you,
or you're at a Bad Bunny concert and there's Travis a fight Kelce. That starts. Sure. I think there's a video of that Bad Bunny fight.
Yeah,
but I get what you're saying, because also Eagles fans, they like to punch people too.
Yeah,
we're a bunch of fangirls.
Yeah, I also feel like it depends on who you're fangirling of, because if you're fangirling Taylor Swift at Mile High, you're going to have a really good time. If you're fangirling Broncos at Mile High, you might not have a good time. You know?
Yeah.
Like, for the most part, you're pretty much guaranteed to have a pretty pleasant experience if you're going to see, like, the artist that you're fangirling over.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think overall, maybe sort of with a sports experience, but, like, you want that win. Like, it's all kind of contingent upon whether or not you get that W or not.
What would be the music equivalent of that? Like, showing up on someone else's turf and, like, getting yelled at. Like, you go to a Slipknot concert, but Taylor Swift is there and you're all excited about it.
Yeah.
And then they all get mad at you or something.
Sure, sure.
No, I like it.
I think it's funny because I think that some maybe sports fans, and vice versa too, for sure. But I think some, like, for example, sports fans will be like, oh, Swifties, crazy. You guys are crazy. And it's like, right. But look in the mirror, though.
Yeah.
You're buying the merch. You're going to the stadiums. You're watching these people perform for you.
You've got
you're
Shohei
acting like
Ohtani's,
you know them, like, online and in person.
You got an athlete's face on your arm and a tattoo.
You know all these facts and trivia about that. They don't know who you are.
Yeah.
No, I like it. I'm in.
Yeah, that makes
so
sense.
So I just think I love it. That's love the funny parallels, and then also I love the people that like just refuse to admit that like there's some similarities.
Like, no, there's not. Yeah, no, there really kind of is.
Oh man, I mean, and you can fangirl more than things than just sports and music and stuff.
Okay.
I'm sure. I mean, I don't know. You might be like really super into like animated shows, or you might like fangirl certain.
I fangirl Star Wars
authors or whatever.
Stephen
movie
King.
Stars.
Yeah. Fangirl Stephen King.
I fangirl Mariska Hargitay so hard.
I know
she
you
plays
do.
Detective Olivia Benson on
you and Taylor Swift are both into Olivia
God,
Benson.
God, I love I love Mariska. She's just amazing.
Yeah.
I fangirl hard. But yeah, so I guess, you know, if you fangirl something like to a healthy, let's say a healthy obsession.
Like Hannah for Zach Bryan.
Yes.
There you go.
And Cody
Is that
Johnson.
And Cody Johnson.
Eh. I don't know.
There's
no, I don't know.
That's 50-50.
When part-timer Hannah is like,
Oscar
like tracking these guys down.
I think it borders between unhealthy and healthy, but it'll be fine. It'll buff out. So on Facebook, KX969, we've got some John Crist tickets. The comedian's coming to Rococo.
Yeah, yeah.
On May 17th. So if you want to qualify for some John Crist tickets on Facebook, KX969, what are you healthily obsessed with?
Here's what's trending
online now. Ooh, it's going down.
Right here on Kix 96.9.
And what's trending brought to you by Camping World of Lincoln.
3.
Cuts to Social Security benefits in the future have been discussed for years, but yesterday the conversation changed for the better, kinda. The Commissioner of Social Security, Martin O'Malley, said in a statement yesterday that the program wouldn't have to cut benefits until 2035. Which is a year later than previous estimates, so we get a whole other year. Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, Congress can take steps to help the program if it chooses, but if it doesn't, by 2035, benefits would be cut by an estimated 17%. That's an improvement, too, since the agency estimated last year the benefit cuts would be like 23%.
Oh, okay.
The go broke date for Medicare was also moved forward with the new estimate for a cut to benefits, now forecast for 2036, 5 years later than the previous estimate. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, I'm going to be like Drew Carey. I'm never going to retire. I'm just going to work until I die.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude, this is like right at the time when you're going to be like thinking about hanging them up. And
yeah, no, I'll just work
life
until I die. I'm
yeah.
good with that.
Oh, man, that's how it is.
I don't have a problem with that. It'll keep me busy. I don't want to sit in some room by myself for forever. And
that's not what retirement has to be.
Yeah, so, for,
I mean,
for
unless
some
you
people
choose for it to be.
Oh, my gosh.
A zoo in China has sparked outrage after unveiling its new panda dogs attraction. which features two chow chow dogs that have been dyed by zookeepers to resemble panda bears.
Oh, my God.
Nice. In a bid to get crowds, the zoo revealed the exhibition last week, or the exhibit last week, with the chow chows having their fur trimmed short before being coated in black and white dye on their face and body. While the new residents drew a large crowd during the debut last week, the attraction was quickly condemned by locals who accused the zoo of animal cruelty. The zoo defended its decision, stating that they presented the panda dogs since they don't actually have any pandas. Like, sorry, we don't have pandas. We got panda dogs.
Yeah.
For panda visitors dogs to see. And they said the dye that they used on these chow chows is harmless.
They do make dyes now for
pets.
Pets that are pet safe. Yeah,
they're like, listen, we can't afford actual animals, so we're going to do this instead, and you guys are going to be okay with it.
Yeah. At least it wasn't false advertising. It literally says panda dogs.
Panda dogs.
Yeah, panda dogs. So, I mean, they're kind of right.
You give them your money, you're the idiot for giving them your money.
An ounce of your attention.
Yeah.
One!
Kansas City, you say your stadium is the loudest. It helps when all your fans are 14-year-old girls. And in honor of Tay-Tay, let's take a look at the Chiefs' eras. Terrible for 50 years, good for 5. Shake it off.
By now, everybody's pretty much watched the roast of Tom Brady. If you haven't, be careful, because there's a lot of stuff in there that kids shouldn't see.
Yeah, it's like super good comedy that kids can't be around.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And Kevin Hart was the host and left nothing on the table. The GOAT leaving the Patriots high and dry, his divorce from Giselle, and even the rumor of his ex-wife's affair with the family's jiu-jitsu trainer.
Those were so funny.
Who she's now so dating. Just brilliantly brutal jokes. Nikki Glaser, Jeff Ross, Rob Gronkowski, Drew Bledsoe, even Coach Belichick and Robert Kraft showed up to roast him along with Ron Burgundy and others. But yeah, it's one of the most talked about.
It was crazy
right
too, because so I know Gronk finally got his dream of having a drink with Bill and Tom Brady. Yeah. But the big thing was Kevin Hart got Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick to take like a
harmonious shot together.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, they do not like each other.
Not at all.
Did you see what Gronk, he spiked his
yes
glass, shot glass. Did you see that one of the people in the front row got injured?
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah, some lady got her face cut by the glass.
Oh, no.
This is typical Gronk.
Gronk seems like a liability.
Every day they should put up glass or like some sort of a plastic. Well,
clearly
thing.
Not glass.
Well, no, but like, he'll like just a break plastic, it. Like a, you go to a hockey
just
game.
Just a bubble. Put a plexiglass. Bubble
a plexiglass to protect the crowd from Gronk.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah,
Gronk needs protected from Gronk.
This is a true fact. But yeah, if you are an adult and you enjoy comedy and Tom Brady, then you definitely want to check out the roast of Tom Brady.
And you got to have to be able to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah,
because there are some jokes that you have not heard. We have not heard in a public space like that, especially streaming live on something in a very long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
110%.
That's what everybody's been talking about today. Seth has got game, but not enough game to get a third date with Melanie, so he's going to the bench and pulling us in.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Seth.
Good morning.
So, give us a rundown how you and Melanie, as you mentioned in your email to us, got together, how you met, and the date, and we'll see if we can help figure things out for you.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate talking to you guys, because, like, this situation never really happens for me, so it's a little weird.
Okay, like, what part of it? You're, like, not getting called back?
Yeah, and the fact that, like, I'm a little bit hung up on Melanie. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, so how did you meet Melanie?
Yeah.
We met online.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, we were talking for a little bit, texting back and forth and doing some video chats and stuff like that. But then we decided to meet up for our first date. I don't drink coffee, so that's sort of like, I don't know. That's like a hurdle for some people. So,
okay.
Right.
And I don't like doing meal dates as a first date. It's like just not really comfortable for me. So I asked if we could meet up and get a smoothie and like go for a walk in the park.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. That makes
switching it up like slightly. All right.
Yeah.
It was a great first date. Like I could tell instantly that we had a great connection. good vibes, and I knew that, like, at that moment, all right, let's take the next step, and let's do a second date. And for the second date, we went out to dinner.
Okay, so this time now we're on to a meal. So we went from smoothie and a walk in the park to going to actually
You went from
somewhere.
Liquid form to hard foods.
Yeah. I went to, like, you know, a good restaurant, not, you know, like a not like a smoothie restaurant.
Right, yeah.
So, and, you know, the dinner went really well. The food was great, and conversation was great. We connected. We laughed. It was a really, really good time.
Okay.
And how did things wrap up for you?
Well, I, like, honestly, the vibe that I was getting from the, I thought she was going to invite me back to her place, but she didn't. And the end of the date, I got a hug, and it was sort of like a cold kind of hug, like one of those, like, I'm hugging you out of obligation, like a side sort of hug thing, and then she she took off. And I haven't heard from her since.
So the smoothie date went well enough that she was willing to go to dinner with you. Then at dinner, something happened while you guys were at dinner.
This might be the age-old foodie call thing, or she just wanted a meal, maybe.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Maybe she just wanted a meal out of it.
Maybe she recognized an ex that was a staff member, or...
We've had that before.
...there at the restaurant, and she felt uncomfortable and needed to get out.
I mean, if that's the case, that's, you know, I totally understand that. But
yeah.
Like, why not get back to me?
Or at least,
yeah,
like,
in that scenario, just say something.
Right. You're on the date. Say, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. My ex is two booths down from us with a girl I know, or whatever it may be.
Right. Yeah.
Not exactly. Everybody's as forthcoming with that type of information,
that
too,
is true.
Though. So I understand why maybe you also don't want to look like you're still hung up on them for some reason.
Right.
And then also go into this whole diatribe about, like, why? No, seriously, I hate them, and here's why.
Yeah.
That's not really very first date-y material.
Yeah, that could be a turnoff, too. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be more than willing to get a hold of Melanie for you and see if we can sort things out. And if so, we'll take care of dinner for you guys to go out again.
Great.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
So from what you heard, why isn't Seth getting a call back for a third date with Melanie?
Yeah, I mean, I know that this stuff can be kind of hard sometimes. What do you think?
What happened?
Yeah.
On the date.
Get your guesses in. Facebook, KX969, and X and Instagram, KZKX969. Year over year, time after time, we always say, gift form is the best form.
It's Dad Ever Dump 'em.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And I'm just joining us to Seth, who's not looking for a third date with Melanie. The first one was a smoothie and walk around the park date. Then they went out for dinner. He thought everything went great and asked about possibly... Well, she actually... He thought she was going to ask him to go to her place.
Okay.
After the dinner date, and she just gave him one of those side hugs and took off.
Oh, didn't get the invite.
Did not get the invite.
Shut down!
So what went wrong between Seth and Melanie? Let's talk to her.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Melanie.
This is her.
Melanie, hi, it's JP and Coriel, the Kix Morning Show. How's it going?
Oh, God. Is this like a datum or dump-em?
Yes, it is.
Sure is.
We are
ding, 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 ding.
Calling on behalf of a guy you went out with. Any weird dates that you've gone out with lately? Maybe a weird date with a guy named Seth?
I mean, I thought he was a pretty good guy.
Okay, so you do know who we're talking about. All right.
I mean, was it even weird?
Okay.
Or what's the reason why you're not getting back with them or, like, going on another
Seth was
hangout?
Cool. Like, it was like everything was fine until our dinner bill came. That changed everything for me.
Did he make you want to split the bill, or what was going on? What happened?
No, it's not that, and I would have been willing to. So, like, he took out his phone, literally started calculating the tip, and he refused adamantly to do a penny over 15%.
Okay.
Okay. Was he being rude when he was talking about the service, too, or?
Service is great, but, like, he just went on this rant about, like, tipping fatigue and how he's just so sick of being expected to give servers or anybody who's supposed to be tipped more than 15%, and yada, yada, yada. Hmm. It was a lot.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so you got...
I mean, I guess the standard is 18 to 20%. They lean more towards 20%.
Okay.
But I think they also have a breakdown on some of the receipts, too, where they show you, like,
Here's what you
Here's
get
how much you owe if you do right. the certain percentage of. And I think it goes by 15, 18, 20.
But he was super adamant about 15%.
Yeah, and he got really worked up about it, and he was just explaining all this to me. Honestly, he just sounded like a prick.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I know sometimes you can kind of just catch a vibe how people talk about other people in situations. You can sort of get a little window into what it's like to be with them. Did you oblige in the conversation? Did you, like, discuss this with him and ask questions, too? Or is it basically one-sided how he just kind of just kept ranting?
I just kind of let it go. Like, I used to work in a restaurant, and I know how hard it is to, like, work really hard, and I know what it's like to get a tip. Mm. So, I mean, it was just a deal breaker for me. I did not like his attitude about it at all, and I just don't like how people who treat service people like that.
Melanie, since you know our show, you know that Seth is listening in. Seth, it was about your rant about no more than 15%.
Should have sprung for 5% more to keep the date going, I guess.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that, she was one of those people.
One of those people, okay.
Sorry, didn't agree with everything that you had to say. Yeah, I'm just one of those people.
One of those people that just goes around and throws money around to any and everyone who has their hand out and don't deserve it. You know, it's that's the problem.
Okay.
That's a big problem.
Filled every minute. It was any time that they needed to fill your drink, it was filled, and you're acting like a jerk.
They're just doing their job. Like, I don't understand. Like, if they went above and beyond out of their way, like, I don't mind tipping a little bit more for, like, exceptional service. I work hard for my money. I watch my money. I'm not cheap. I'm frugal, okay? And, like, honestly, I want to be with somebody who's a little bit more fiscally responsible. So, like, if you are going to be one of those people who just throws money out, not paying attention to what's in your bank account, and then all of a sudden you're complaining about not having enough money. Oh, this economy sucks. Well, why don't you look at your own spending habits?
It's not even...
And you know what? I don't think it's going to work anyway.
Hold on, Seth. Melanie, what'd you say?
It's not even significant. And for you to think that I'm fiscally irresponsible is just ridiculous. It's rude. I just actually care about people, so we're just different.
Here's the thing. You think it's not a lot because you're looking at one point in time. If you go out to eat three times a week and you do that, 52 weeks a year, and you start adding that number of that amount up, that adds up. No, that's a plane ticket. You know, that's a vacation somewhere. That's money that you can put into your own investment account. Come on now. Like, you could put it in your IRA, and you can start earning money off of it. Like, that's just how my brain works. And I'm sorry that that's not how your brain works. Honestly, that's fine. If you don't think that way, then that's fine.
Wow. Okay, but we all know and we all have the understanding that if you're going to go out and eat like this and utilize these services, that is part of the
experience
the, and like what you are obligated to do is to tip your server.
Right.
So I feel like you're sort of acting like that's a surprise to you, but like you chose to go out to eat. You knew what was coming.
But wait, you're saying that I didn't tip. I did tip. I tipped 15%.
Right. You tipped barely anything.
Which granted is the minimum, but it's also not bad. Okay. It's not like I tipped them 5%. Or I didn't tip them anything.
Like a dollar, yeah. Something kind of crazy.
No, it
like
is.
That.
It is. It could be much worse. It could be that you didn't tip at all. Absolutely.
Right.
You might as well not have.
Yeah, from what it sounds like.
And this is it. If etiquette is supposed to be, okay, minimum is 20%, then don't even have the option for 15%.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You did mention, too, though, that you would tip maybe more for exceptional service. I mean, like, what constitutes exceptional service? Like a shoulder massage and a tap dance number?
I don't know. If something got messed up, like something where they had to go, like the server had to go above and beyond what they ordinarily had to do.
Sparklers on top of some sort of cake.
Sure.
With them doing a dance.
Nipple tassels.
Now you're just being ridiculous.
Okay, yeah.
No, we are. We're just poking fun. I mean, you know, you did make a point. You could have just not tipped at all.
Right.
So the fact that you did, that is
something.
Nice. But it sounds like you two have sort of a different expectation for when you go out and have these dinner nights out or places where you might have to tip someone for their service.
And Melanie worked in this job career before, so she has an idea, different perspective than you do, Seth. And that's fine. And that's just means that you guys probably aren't meant to be together.
So moving forward with the date,
Yeah,
yeah,
they're both
miserable.
Like, no. All right. Well, I'm glad you cleared that up, Corey. Seth, thanks for getting a hold of us. And this is why Melanie and you just won't be a match. Maybe you'll find somebody who's also fiscally responsible as you are for your next date.
Yeah. And I'm sure they're out there.
Okay. Melanie, hey, thank you very much for being on the show with us. Thanks for listening to the show, too.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. And keep doing what you're doing. All right.
All right. Cool. Thanks.
That's a good question to ask, though, because I'm sure there's plenty of people who have worked in the tipping industry, and your worst tip stiff or bad moment with a customer.
Oh, gosh, I'm sure there are thousands of stories.
Well, let's start that up. 466-9696. You can also let us know on Facebook or X or Instagram, KX969. Tell us your worst tip stiff or worst moment with a customer.
Yeah, defend your honor. It's easy to complain about bad service. Mm-hmm. People get asked about that all the time.
Yeah.
You probably don't get asked quite as much to openly complain about the terrible customers you've had to deal with. A friend of mine, actually, I saw her Facebook status the other day. It was like her trying to be very grateful, but she had about 12 people and they tipped maybe, it was like 4%. Oh, so like 12 top come in, they didn't do like a reservation ahead of time. They tried to accommodate, blah, 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 and just was, you know, stories was, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Tell us yours, 466-9696 or Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working.
Yeah, some bad people when it came to tipping or worst customer is what we're asking for. You can tell us on Facebook, X, and Instagram as well, KX969. Corey, it looks like you have something to say.
Yeah, I just think that a lot of people, if you think back, a lot of people probably have worked in the food
industry.
Or at least service industry in some way, shape, or form. You might think, like, I don't know if I ever have, but think back real far back, because you might have, even at like your weird little like jobs when you're like 15 that lasted like 2 weeks or something, there might be something you forgot about. You're like, that's right, I did actually serve people.
Mm-hmm. And it was bad. And you can let us know on Facebook, X, and Instagram, or call in. Hi, Kix.
I worked at King's. I don't know if you remember this place, but it was on South Street here. And I had to wear a poodle skirt and saddle shoes, the whole nine yards. And it was my second day on the job. And I had the best boss in the world, but I had the worst couple that you could possibly imagine. Everything was wrong for them. And I catered to them. I did everything possible. My boss was still shadowing me. And, you know, I did, according to him, everything possibly right. They wanted more ketchup. Their jar wasn't full enough. Their burger wasn't cooked enough. I mean, it was literally everything. Their shake wasn't shook enough. It was, I mean, I was almost in tears. It was horrible. And when the bill came, it was done. They left me one penny on the table.
That's
wow. And my boss was so upset. He got the penny, caught them at the door and said, "Excuse me, sir, ma'am, you left something on the table," and handed the penny back.
Good for him.
You know what? I love a manager that will stick up for their staff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he was so amazing. Like that, I would have quit that day if it was not for him.
No kidding.
Yeah, she got lucky with that manager.
Why are people so mean? Like,
I don't get it.
To leave a penny is such a bigger slap in the face than to just not tip.
Yeah, that was like, intentional. Like, that was them being so petty, and for
that's
what reason?
Crazy. I mean,
no reason at all. Other Rochelle, than just having a bad day and taking it out on someone else, I guess.
Yeah,
I
guess. Rochelle on X says, "I just re-downloaded X to send this GIF of David from Schitt's Creek with this cringe face. People are awful in the service industry. They treat you like a peasant on top of making below minimum wage. Yeah. Don't go out to eat at all if you're going to be that, quote-unquote, fiscally responsible," which is what Seth was calling himself.
The culture in the United States around, like, the service industry is so strange compared to, like, you know, obviously, out of the country.
Right. That's true.
We got a message. That was for something else. I'm sorry. Okay. I saw a keyword and it's completely unrelated.
Got it.
But
noise.
It's classic mix up. But, you know, it is interesting too, because if you don't want to tip, then don't. I don't know. If you don't want to tip, then don't go out just because you know that that is what is expected. You can't.
Well, they rely on it for their, you know what I mean? Like,
right. And if you don't agree with it, then you don't agree with it, and that's fine. But then don't go out to eat because that's the thing, though, is like, if you don't like where society is as far as tipping goes, sorry. I don't know. Like, live somewhere else then. That's just how it is. It sucks. And unless everybody banded together and had a common goal or a common belief on this thing.
Imagine how much more expensive our food would be if they just paid like they do in Europe, like $20, $30 an hour, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Instead of tips.
Yeah, because you mentioned before, Nick, that like in Europe you don't tip.
No,
they look at you weird.
They try to tip.
It's like an insult.
Take it either. Like they do, they like, get in trouble if they take it. But you know, I mean, believe whatever you want, that's fine. But it's just like you can't then go out to eat and then act like surprised that they look at you weird or they're kind of like annoyed that you didn't tip.
Right.
You put yourself in that position and then now you're like annoyed that you have to tip. You knew what you were getting into.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's just the expectation. And then you're going to try to be like, here's a penny. That woman I don't know what her age is at the time, but like that woman is a lot.
Yeah.
She's a lot stronger than I am.
Because you would have either broke down or just attacked him.
One of two things would have happened. I would have actually quit on the spot and just been bawling, probably in front of that couple.
Yeah.
I'd thrown hands, maybe? I don't know.
You got a full Wolverine on them.
Are you kidding? That's so mean.
Well, you can let us know about your worst tipping moment or your worst customer moment on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Yeah, KX969.
Go to the Kix Morning Show page and let us know about it. We'll bring it back. I do not know what's going on with our phone lines again.
Oh, are they? Dang.
They messed up again?
I don't know what's going on. We got one player. Debbie's on here. If you'd like to play, 466-9696. I don't know why it's not ringing through.
I blame Rob Kelly.
I do too. Yeah. Well, let's play the game anyway, I guess.
Blame, Coryell?
Who do I blame?
You blame Rob too?
I think I'm going to blame it on you, Husker Nick. I don't know. You've been gone for a couple days. So.
Yeah, that's true. Nick's fault. We did manage to get Debbie on the phone. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
Here we go. We got one person. Hi, Kix. Who's this?
This is Scott.
Hey. Okay, good.
Okay, so that line's working. Okay.
Well, I don't know. These lines
they take turns not... I don't know. Yeah, we're figuring it out.
So yep.
They got a new phone system.
It's supposed to be better.
Work out all the kinks. We're doing it.
Anyway, let's play the game. We finally have players. Debbie's with Coryell. Scott's with Nick. And today, playing for tickets to go see John Chris, the comedian, at the Rococo Theater coming up here. And we also noticed this morning that today is National Teacher Appreciation Day. Mm-hmm. And isn't it also Appreciation Week, Coryell?
Yeah.
Month might as well be.
Yeah. So we
every
are...
Every day.
We are going to go with the top 10 best TV/movie teachers and principals. Favorite characters that were TV... or movie principals and teachers.
Ooh, I know which one JP's is.
Okay, well, let's play the game since Coryell won last time around. That means Nick and Scott get to go first. Best TV and movie teachers.
It's got to be Mr. Belding, right? Wouldn't we think?
Say by the bell.
What do you think, buddy?
I think that sounds good.
Yeah, Mr. Belding came in at number 4 on this list.
Okay.
Mr. Belding's in at number 4. He was the principal on Saved by the Bell, by the way.
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
Okay. Debbie.
So, Debbie, do you have an idea?
What about it was on Ferris Bueller's Day Off, the principal?
I know like who you're talking about, but I mean I don't know their name.
Oh.
Ferris Bueller.
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 The teacher or the principal?
The economics teacher, right?
There's
two of them.
The economics teacher was the Bueller. The principal's
right?
The one who chases him, yeah.
Debbie, are you thinking the chasing principal or Bueller?
Yeah.
Bueller.
Bueller guy. Ben Stein, isn't his name?
Ben Stein.
Ben Stein or Mr. Rooney. Sorry, what was that, Debbie?
I think it's Ed Rooney.
Ed Rooney's the principal.
So you want to go with the principal. Okay.
Okay.
Principal or teacher, right?
Mr. Yeah, we said principals or teachers. Mr. Yep. Rooney. Okay. You got there eventually.
There we go.
Yes, Mr. Rooney came in at number 10.
I don't know his name, But the guy from Boy Meets World, whatever teacher that is, that's the or principal. That's the, I think he's number one.
Mr. Feeney?
Yeah, Mr. Feeney.
Don't give it to him.
That's now, he name. Was dancing around it. I would have done the same thing for you.
No.
He would have answered 8 questions before that, Coryell, for you.
That was my next guess.
So Mr. That's Feeney my thought, is what you want to go with? What do you think, Scott?
Yes, let's go with Mr. Feeney.
Yes, Mr. Feeney comes in at number 3 on dang. The list.
Okay. I thought he'd be one. I have a couple ideas.
Though. Okay, back to Debbie and Debbie, what do Coryell. You think? TVs and principles from TVs and movie. Features and principles from TVs and movies.
Debbie?
Go ahead if you got one.
I was thinking Will, like, Schuster, I think is his name. He's from Glee.
That's fine.
Okay. That's fine. And yes, that is in there at number 6.
Woohoo.
So, Mr. Schuster. I don't think this is on the list necessarily, although JP made the list. So, JP's favorite teacher from a movie, I think, is the stripper teacher from
Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues. That's my guess there on that one.
Not even close.
What? Really? Oh. Weird.
Do you want to go with that one, Scott?
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Try something else.
Another teacher. Who's another teacher in
or
the show?
Or principals.
Or a principal.
From a TV or a movie.
Oh, from The Simpsons. Skinner. Yeah.
Principal Skinner?
Principal Skinner. That one just hit me.
There you go. Principal Skinner came in at number 5.
That's 3. We got 3 now. Yes.
So, Coryell and Debbie need to get the number 1 answer.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, Scott and Nick got to 3 first.
Debbie, what do you think?
What about Dumbledore on Harry Potter?
Dumbledore!
Oh, dang it. Professor Dumbledore!
He's not a principal.
He is.
He's a professor. He's a professor. Teacher.
He's the teacher. Yep.
Well, mm-hmm. We said teachers are principals. No one said professor.
Professor Dumbledore came in at number 2.
Ooh.
So nobody has the top answer won. Yet.
Yay!
Does that mean the Nick and...
I thought you said if we got the 3 first. I don't know. You tell me.
Usually we play the 3.
Yeah,
first right?
to 3.
I'm just, first I'm just 3. Trying to okay. lobby here for my guy.
Well, I think we're just going to call it then.
Yeah, I think they did win then, right?
They Who did win it. Double? They got the 3 first. Yeah. I was waiting for you and Debbie to possibly get the top answer, but since you didn't, therefore they are the winners today.
Yep.
Dang it.
On said game. So here's the top 10 best TV/movies, teachers and principals. Mr. Rooney from Ferris Bueller at 10. Miss Norbury from Mean Girls.
Oh, I thought about that.
Tina Fey. Mr. Garrison from South Park.
Oh, God.
Dr. Henry Jones Jr., a.k.a. Indiana Jones, was my favorite teacher.
What?
Yeah,
what?
He was a professor of archaeology.
Oh.
Indiana Jones?
Lord. Come That's on. Reach.
Come on.
I'm sure.
Will Schuster in at 6 from Glee. Principal from Skinner from The Simpsons at 5. Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell. Mr. Feeney from Boy Meets World. Professor Dumbledore at 2. The number one teacher on this list, Walter White from Breaking Bad.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
number one teacher. Yeah.
Dang it.
He taught life skills.
He sure did. He taught street smarts.
Yep. And Nick has tied it up with Coryell. That means that Scott, you've got yourself some tickets to go see John Crist, the comedian at Rococo. Yay. Theater.
Let's go.
Nice job, Scott. Let's Thanks for playing, go. Debbie. That is JP Makes Us Guess for today.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy, yummy.
Time for another round of Tasty Tuesday. Every Tuesday, Coryell's got. Oh, she's laughing.
I'm already laughing.
Already laughing about this.
Yeah.
Tasty Tuesday. What are you laughing about?
Because it's just so. It's nonsensical.
Okay.
Because it's nonsensical and what happens, it's just too funny. So, have you heard of Cheeseball Man?
I have not.
Okay. Cheeseball Man is a 22-year-old NYU graduate. This takes place in New York City.
Okay.
And a week ago, he drew a crowd of like hundreds of people. Like 1,000 people.
Okay.
To basically stand like on a soapbox in Union Square and eat an entire tub of cheese balls.
Oh, geez.
If it sounds insane, it's because it is.
Well, I've done that before, but that was back in
the... Oh, you stood on a soapbox in front of 1,000 people in New York City and ate an entire
tub of cheese balls. We've done that, but not on a soapbox in the subway.
Okay, yeah. So this is one singular person But the fanfare that comes along with this is really funny because so he started posting pictures of himself in this bright orange ski mask under the moniker Cheeseballman 427 on social media. This distinctive bright orange ski mask that's kind of become his thing, okay?
Okay.
And then he printed off colored adverts and like hung them around the city. That just, it's literally just his picture of his face with a bright red ski mask on, or sorry, bright orange one. You can't see his face, but you know. Okay. And then it just says, watch me eat this entire jar of cheese balls, Union Square Park, April 27th, 3 p.m. Just to like see
what kind of people would show up to do this.
Who would show up, yeah. Like if anyone's paying attention. And then crowds of people descended upon, flocked Union Square, where there's this one man standing on a small little stool holding a barrel of cheese balls, like the big ones you get from like Costco.
Yeah, the huge ones.
The first thing he says out the gate to address the crowd is, I am allergic to gluten, and then tells people that he accidentally did not buy the gluten-free kind.
Oh,
so
no.
So he said he has made a grave mistake, but he's going to go through with it. So everyone's just like, what is happening? Like, what is going on right now? And for some reason, everyone just had to stay. And just more and more people gathered around to watch this gluten intolerant man.
This is wild.
Munch on a whole barrel of cheese balls. For the next 30 minutes, he basically just makes eye contact with the crowd. Eats these cheese balls. People are chanting. Like the crowd comes up with chants and cheers, and it's just all this crazy stuff. Police show up. It's a whole thing. And then apparently since then, people that must know him have threatened to release his identity, like his address, and dox him.
Yikes.
Like big idiots. So he's even going to court against these people. He plans on doing another event like next year. He might do some videos in between. He says he's not sure.
So weird.
And this is for literally no reason at all. It wasn't like a fundraiser for anything.
No, just to fill his time.
Yeah, just to fill his time and just to do something.
See if I can do it.
Spontaneous. And draw a crowd.
That's hilarious.
Cheeseball Man, I think, is born out of the need for literally any type of distraction from like how chaotic our world is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I have no
problem
doing
that. Because
what
is happening in our lives that we would rather be lured to a park to watch a stranger in a ski mask on a small stool eat cheese balls for 30 minutes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's so insane to me. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't be cheese ball woman, but I think I could truly be either Chex Mix girl or like jerky girl. Those are the two things that I could eat a bottomless pit of.
Shoot, I wouldn't have a problem. I wouldn't even put a ski mask on. I'd just sit on a park bench for 15 minutes and eat cheese balls. That's easy. I can do it in 15. He did it in 30. I can do it in 15.
Oh no. Do we have a road trip in our midst? Because I'm not flying anymore these days. These planes are like crazy.
Falling apart.
No, I'm just kidding. But I mean, if we got to go to New York City and rival Cheeseball Man with you, JP.
I'm game. We can go see Yankees game.
I think we could do it.
Broadway. We could go challenge Cheeseball Man.
I bet you could put him to shame.
Oh, yeah.
You
guaranteed
could.
Guaranteed I could beat him.
Your Tasty Tuesday today is just a fun story of Cheeseball Man because, I mean, truly.
Look him up. I mean, you can probably see the video of him eating the cheese
balls. And look
him
up on socials. It's Cheeseballman 427.
Oh, my God. All right, so we've got some things to keep you busy while you're working. If you need a break from working, you can take this brain break and participate with us.
Yes.
First of all, we have Al King tickets to give away, Coriel.
We do have Al King tickets to give away for the show August 2nd, Steelhouse. Go to KZKX.com for a chance to win tickets. Actually, KZKX.com is going to be your friend in pretty much all of this.
Yeah, pretty much all of what's covered here.
Yeah, Workplace Wednesday is included in that too, which is
tomorrow.
So if you are listening to Kix while you're working, tell us where that is and your shout outs and stuff. You'll get qualified for Maze popcorn snacks for work.
Excellent.
That's, you know, KZKX.com.
Then we got Mother's Day at KZKX.com. That giveaway of $2,000 from our friends at Jet Spice Car Wash with us. and Jet Splash Car Wash gift cards. You have till tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the last day.
Okay. So if you want to get in for something for
Mom. Qualified.
KZKX.com for that. And then we mentioned it earlier because today is National Teacher Appreciation Day, but it's also the week of is currently
National
underway
Teacher
too.
Appreciation Week.
So teachers, administrators, principals, we thank you for your service to our kids and for doing what you're doing.
Doing way more than you should be doing and getting paid for.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of treats for you all week long from various places.
Yeah,
so
discounts on great stuff.
Get in on that. But we're going to have a big teacher appreciation party. Our second annual one will be on the 23rd, the final day of school, at Longwell's in the Rail
Woo!
Yard.
So if you're a teacher or an administrator, you work in the education realm, bring your IDs or your badges, and you were invited for the Kix Teacher Appreciation Party, the 23rd in the Rail Yard. There's like tickets were given away. Yeah. There's a DJ.
Every 10 minutes, we're giving away tickets to a show.
So many great
some gift
things.
Cards, a DJ. Where it's either going to be Tiago or DJ SK from Carefree.
Either way, some live DJ music, at least, so you can dance. You can finally double fist Tito's sugar-free Red Bulls because you're like, bye, kids.
School's done.
See ya.
It's time for the summer.
It's been real.
We want to celebrate you guys keeping our kids on track this year.
Yes.
With our big teacher appreciation party. So put it on your calendar. May 23rd. Join us in Longwell's in the Rail Yard as well. And bring your ID so we can make sure to treat you guys.
Yeah,
and
treat
girls.
You real right.
All right. Coming up tomorrow, we'll get to Couples Therapy. More if you missed any today's show, including an all-new Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. It's on our podcast at KZKX.com. Keep listening for two in a row to get you two for a summer show.